Moncrief on News Talk.
Work is, you know, work, a way of paying the bills. But Bree Groff maintains that it can be more than that. It can even be fun. She's the author of Today Was Fun, a book about work, brackets, seriously. Afternoon, Bree.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Most people, though, I would guess, would say it isn't fun. Why do you think that is?
Yes. Well, no surprise. Most people are unengaged at work. But it's not because of work itself. Work is actually fundamentally fun. It's simply creating some value for others. And that is enjoyable, especially when we do it with other people we like. The trouble comes when we are overworking, when we have to dress up in professional suits and masks to make it work, when bureaucracy comes into play. But there is so much headroom, so much potential to ground ourselves in why work is fun in the first place.
You said that work was fundamentally fun.
Yeah.
Again, I would imagine a lot of people might think, no, it's not. You go into an office where you're told what to do and you make money for other people. Those people are trying to extract as much work out of you as possible for as little as possible. That doesn't sound like fun to me.
Well, yeah, this is the default assumption of workplaces, right? It's an extractive model that you empty yourself for your employer, or I only get paid because work is painful and people wouldn't do it otherwise. But I would challenge that it doesn't need to be that way. And we can change it from the employer perspective, from an organizational perspective, because people get paid not because work is painful. You get paid because you create value. And so at a leadership perspective, we have to ask, well, what's getting in the way of people enjoying their days? Because actually, like, creating value, making other people's lives easier or better, that's fun. And then from an individual perspective, I know a lot of people will say, well, there's nothing I can do, right? My employer is trying to suck me dry and overwork. Well, in that case, having fun at work is an act of rebellion. It's saying that I am more than a human resource or more than an input to this company's bottom line. And then if you can protect the time to laugh with a friend, to enjoy not all of your work, but some part of your work, then that's you reclaiming your days.
Sure. Doesn't that involve doing less work, though? Everybody would agree with you on that one, Bree. Let's do less work. That's fun.
No, not necessarily. I imagine, like, say you're a nurse and you're helping people recover in the hospital. There's so much pride involved in seeing somebody feel healthier because of you. Now, you may hate the bureaucracy. You may hate your schedule. There's of course, things that you're not going to like about your job. But if we can sort of thin slice joy to just focus on what are the parts I really do like, or, you know, consider the show The Office, right? Like, they were selling paper. And I'm familiar with the U.S. version of this anyway, but the work itself was not fun, but the people were fun. And so if you can find a friend at work, that is another route to making work better, even if the work itself is, you know,
dull.
Really, yeah. Not what you want it to be.
Yeah. So if there's not, well, and probably a lot of people would agree with you there, if there are nice people in your workplace, that makes a huge difference.
Oh, I mean, it makes all the difference. The long-term studies of human happiness are super clear that it's the relationships that create our quality of life. And the same is true at the office. If you can make one friend that you can have a laugh with, it makes all the difference.
Yeah. Though then again, that's a kind of a random thing in the sense you're hoping your employer employs some nice people, but they mightn't necessarily.
Well, one would hope there's one nice person out of the lot. And further, I think we have to know people before we can like them. And so much about professionalism and the office place makes us feel like we have to be buttoned up and hide our humanity and don't ever say you're tired or share about your life. But if you can break that wall and ask somebody like, oh, do you have siblings, or well, what's your middle name? Or like, oh, have you lived in other countries? It's a way to reclaim your humanity at work and to make some friends. And I find usually if I get to know people, I generally like them much better.
If you are in a workplace and then suddenly the company has this kind of prescriptive fun, should people be suspicious of that?
Well, I know. People are like, the forced fun. I don't want another trust fall. You know, I'm of two minds about it. On the one hand, I'm a fan of any time a leadership or organizations try to prioritize employees' experience, whether it feels forced or not. So if they're trying, if they're putting on a happy hour after work, then, you know, try and enjoy it if you can. And then secondly, just know that's not the only option for fun. You know, sometimes we think of fun as it has to be around the edges of work, but you can also make your own fun in the work itself. You know, whatever report you have to make, say, I don't know, can you dress it up in a fun font or put a joke at the end or do something to make it your own? There's so many ways to be creative, which is a real source of fun in the work, not just in the, you know, the offsite exercises.
Yeah. But, you know, and there are some, I think they're probably all American companies who do this in Ireland and in the US, no doubt as well. You go to work and they have a laundry there. There's a restaurant there. There's a sauna there. There's a doctor there. So you never have to leave.
Right.
That's just to trap people there.
Well, yeah, I'm also of two minds of this. You know, I'm always take a free lunch. That's nice. But yes, when it gets to the point where your entire life, your laundry, your friendships, your cafeteria, your sense of identity is wrapped up in your work, that is too much. And that's when we start to raise our eyebrows and say, like, hey, are you just trying to capture me here and keep me here all day long? So the trick is, you know, take the perks that you enjoy if you're lucky enough to have them. Like, great, take the free massage every once in a while. But also just know that your independence is dependent on you feeling a sense of separation from work such that your entire livelihood doesn't depend on it. Mm-hmm. And so it's fine to say, like, hey, I'm employed. You know, you didn't buy my life. You bought like my talents and my skills for a series of hours. I'm going home. I will get my own haircut. Thank you.
Yeah. Is that a tricky thing to reconcile those two senses of identity? Because it seems as if the world is the working world's at a point now where a lot of people are saying, no, I'm not a data processor doesn't define me. I'm Tom who likes listening to reggae, you know, and it's one or the other in many people's minds rather than somehow combining the two.
Well, I just think of it, work should be a source of joy. It should be a source of accomplishment, of pride, but it should be one of many. You know, it's not everything. So I don't think it needs to be one or the other. I am Bree, an author and a consultant and a parent and a lover of jigsaw puzzles and a traveler. Like, all of these things can be true. I think sometimes it's hard to make those things reconcile, especially, I mean, speaking, I live in New York City, the epicenter of overworking, where people you meet at a coffee shop or at a cocktail party say, oh, hi, what's your name? What do you do? Whereas a better question might be like, what do you like to do? Tell me about how you spend your days is a different question than just asking essentially, how fancy are you? Yeah. What are your skills?
Yeah. And that's that's probably part of the problem because we equate jobs with status.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's the new status symbol, right? Back in the days of yore where you might have royalty, that was your status was conferred by birth. Now you have, oh, I'm an executive vice president and everybody swoons. But I don't know that should be the case because a lot of times you look at I've worked with so many executives and to get an up front look at their lives, they are not seeing their families. They are not sleeping. You wouldn't know it, but their cholesterol and blood pressure is through the roof. And so we have to ask ourselves, is that a prize we want to win? If we're busy climbing up the ladder, like what's the thing I win at the end? And do I even want that in the first place?
Mm. Bree, I'm afraid I have to end this interview. I've just seen an executive vice president. I have to go and suck up to them. But thank you so much for speaking with me today. That was Bree Graff there, author of Today Was Fun, a book about work. Seriously.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.